I think they definitely will. You know, my goal is to raise the bar, to raise the standard, to say, you know, we've been, you know, going through so long as a people, as a whole, I think, and it's just time for us to now come out and begin to, you know, smell the roses, enjoy life, and live your dream, go places you've never been before, do things you've never done before, take some swimming lessons, take a new class, do things that are going to expand you, that are going to cause you to fulfill your dream, so that when you leave this earth, you die empty. In other words, every dream, every aspiration, every desire, you fulfill them, you know, according to the plan that God has for your life. And so, yeah, I definitely pray that after reading that book, it's going to raise the bar in your life, and there may be some women out there who say, you know, I always wanted a bigger house, or I always wanted a bigger car, but my friends told me I was crazy, or, you know, my spouse said I was dreaming too big. No, you're on the right track. Everything about God is big. And so, yeah, my desire is for that when they put that book down, they're like, oh my gosh, it's time for me to believe God, to change my wardrobe, change my image, change how I think. Let me get to dreaming again. Let me get my children dreaming again. Let's move forward.
Jill, I noticed, and I know that the book is geared towards women, but can a man pick the book up?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, I really think that I pray that men pick it up. I want men to pick it up because I think that sometimes men, you know, will look at their wives and maybe say, man, you know what, I would like for my wife to maybe, you know, push a little bit more, to maybe lose a little weight or, you know, maybe brush her image up, maybe get a new hairstyle. So I think it will inspire him to help his wife to become that kingmaker that I believe God has called her to be. It'll help, because one thing about it, my husband and I have experienced this, iron sharpens iron. In areas that he's weak, you know, I'll challenge him and say, honey, you know, maybe you shouldn't do it that way. Maybe you should do it this way. I mean, we're always looking to make each other better. And so I believe if a man reads that book, he's going to be inspired not to offend his wife or hurt his wife, but be able to give her some good constructive criticism and support and love to say, honey, you can do more. You can be whatever it is that you want to be.
How do you balance things out, being a co-pastor, being an entrepreneur now? You have penned a book. You do seminars. How do you balance things out, Jewel? And of course, you've got your family.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. I mean, I would definitely say it's prayer. You know, we have made ministry and business for us a family affair. We try to get our children involved. My daughter does a lot of meetings with me. She does a lot of conference calls with me. Both of my daughters do that with me. Now, my son, he spends time with mom, but he spends a little bit more time with my husband in a venture that they're involved in. And so we really have just tried to infiltrate that into our whole, the culture of our family, that this is who we are. It's not something that we separate. Oh, mommy's doing business now, so now I can't be a mom. And most of the work that I do, you know, we have a great home office set up right here. Our church is 5-10 minutes away from the home. And so most of the time our children are with us seeing us do business. Our 14-year-old daughter this morning was so funny. She made a comment about my husband. He was doing a conference call. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I said, well, baby, the benefit is that you have parents that are at home. So when we do our work, we're at home. Where most parents have to leave work and are away from home, you're at home. And so you just have to understand that these are business hours where mommy and daddy are working right now, but we'll take a break and maybe do lunch with you or take another break and talk to you about whatever. And so we just, you know, really tried to integrate it and make it a family affair because, and we do travel so much. So, like, our daughter's traveling with us. All of our children will be traveling with us this week as we're traveling. And so we've just had to make it a family affair because we can't say, hey, now I'm pastoring, so I can't be a mom. And, you know, it's all of it. It's pastor, it's mom, it's entrepreneur, and you just bring your babies along with you. In our case, our babies are not babies. Most of them are grown. Our youngest is 14 and up. So, but yeah, we've just tried to make it a family affair, and then sometimes we understand we're going to be out of balance. And most successful people understand that, because if you're in balance, you're probably not focusing. And if you're focusing, you're probably out of balance. And so just understanding that there are going to be times that we're out of balance and we're not going to always eat dinner at the same time every night, and everybody's okay with that. And so we try to have our children read other books. We had them recently read a book by Ivana Trump's daughter, Donald and Ivana Trump, Ivanka Trump, and she talked about that in her book, and my children were just so tickled by it. She said, you know, my parents were just never the kind of parents that were going to make every basketball game or we were going to have dinner at 6 o'clock, and we just all kind of laughed and hollered. We're like, yeah, that's the tankard. So they're okay with it. You know, they're enjoying the benefits and the blessings from it.
Question. Ben Tankard, being your husband, Are there any future musicians in the house, or are there any future entrepreneurs?
Oh, they're definitely future entrepreneurs. We've got three strong ones right now. Ben Jr. and my husband have partnered up in a business together, and then my two daughters are partnered up in a business that I'm doing. I'm really, really proud of them. They've been a real, real, real blessing. I told my 14-year-old daughter, I remember the first 4 months that I had gotten involved with this business, I said, look, you've really sacrificed. You've done every conference call Mommy did. You did it with me. You helped me set up showcases. You helped me put women in garments. You did the whole thing. And I remember writing her a check my 4th month in the business for $10,000. Now, I didn't let her cash it, but she had to invest it in her investment account. But, you know, so we try to make sure that our children see the benefits of, okay, yeah, we're hard workers, we're diligent, but they also definitely enjoy the benefits of it. We just left the AT&T store. She's been wanting an iPhone and getting ready to go into high school, so mm-hmm. She got that, and we'll probably get her an iPad. And so, you know, we allow them to experience the blessings from it, and so they enjoy it. But, yeah, they'll all be entrepreneurs, and then my son is definitely a great musician. He plays keyboard, and then my oldest son also plays keyboard as well. So we got two bona fide musicians and three bona fide entrepreneurs. So far, 3 out of 5 ain't bad.
That's right. As we wrap things up, our guest, Jewel Tanker. Jewel, once again, tell the folks the name of your book and where they can find it.
Awesome. Millionaire's Lifestyle, and they can get on Amazon.com and or they can get on my website, JewelTankard.org. JewelTankard.org. I was getting mixed up. I think maybe do it JewelTankard.com, but they can get right on there and order the book or get on Amazon.
Jewel, it's been a pleasure. We thank you for your time, and we wish nothing but blessings on you, the Tankard family, and blessings on your latest book, Millionaire's Lifestyle.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Our guest, Jewel Tankard, on Star 1310.